Thank you so much for joining us during this season of Lent. And we're looking at a passage of Scripture in the Old Testament that asked for a great sacrifice during the season of Lent. We usually give something up, right? And a lot of times we give up something like chocolate or Coke or something, you know, that we eat or drink. But God wants us to go a little deeper, to give up something that is keeping us from a full-out, full-orbed following of Him. So what do we relent? What do we relinquish? We're looking at an Old Testament passage, Genesis chapter 22, 13 and 14, where God asked Abraham the impossible to sacrifice his son. Now, God stopped him from doing that because he saw that Abraham was all in. Chapter 22, verse 13 and 14, after God had stopped Abraham from sacrificing his son, Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him was a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went, and he took the ram, and he offered it up as a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham called that place, "The Lord will provide." As it is said on this day, on the mount of the Lord it shall be provided. So when we relent, when we relinquish something, you got to know this, God provides. When we remove our dreams, God inserts His dreams for us. When we surrender our will, God implants His will for us. When we relent, the Lord will provide. That's what Abraham discovered. God had some great things to do that needed to be done, so He tested Abraham to confirm that he was the man to do the great things God had. When Abraham relented, when he relinquished to the point of sacrificing his son, again, that's hard, that's just unthinkable for us, God provided. The real sacrifice God wanted was not Abraham's son. God wanted Abraham's heart. The ritual sacrifice, the ram, was caught in the thicket. It probably had been there all along. So let's be honest. The hard part about relenting is believing that God will provide. The hard part of giving up something we shouldn't have is believing that God will provide what we need. I can't give up what I want if I don't believe God will give me what I need. I can't surrender my will if I don't believe God's will is better. Do I really want to get out of the trap of disobedience if I don't believe obedience is more satisfying? So to relent means to relinquish our personal hopes and dreams. But that does not mean we limp through the rest of our lives with a big hole in our heart. It means we finally live fulfilled with a whole heart, filled with the one who always provides exactly what we need. Father, help us to relent during the season of Lent. Help us to relinquish, not just material stuff. Help us to relinquish the things in our life really holding us back from You. Help us to surrender anything, everything, standing between You and us. Help us to believe that You will provide. We pray in Christ's name. Amen.